This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Oscar Pena. Date of birth is October the 15th, 1991. Case ID number is 254-3964. Date of exam 3/1/2022. Examination duration 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire and medical records from Dr. Elizabeth Christian, dated 2/8/21. Identifying information. COVID-19 information. The claimant denies being exposed to COVID-19 or having had it in the past. He denies having fever, cough, shortness of breath, or aches and pains. He has not tested positive for COVID-19 or been around any family members who have had COVID-19. He has had 2 vaccines. Identifying information. This is a 29-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of sclerosis of the lumbar spine with scoliosis, back pain, and aggressive behavior. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2020, where he worked at the recycling center for 2 months. He states he worked part-time at that time, 4 hours per day, 3 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his parents in a house, and he is not receiving disability benefits. Number one, sclerosis/scoliosis. Number 2, back pain, and number 3, aggressive behavior. History of allegations. Number 1, sclerosis/scoliosis and back pain. The claimant states that in 2019, he was in a motor vehicle accident, and even before that time, having problems with his back. He states the character of his back is an aching, stabbing pain located in the C-spine and lumbar spine area. The claimant states the pain radiates all the way down to his legs. X-rays, MRI have been performed, and the claimant was diagnosed with scoliosis and eventually with sclerosis of the spine. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 30 minutes, sit for 1 hour, lift approximately 100 pounds, and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. He was seeing Dr. Aguilera, but is now seeing Dr. Christian. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, helping with the laundry, and walking in the park. He was seeing Dr. Aguilera, but at this time is no longer seeing him, secondary to his age. He has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. He takes Tylenol. PRN is needed for pain. He was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back pain secondary to scoliosis and possible sclerosis. Number 3, aggressive behavior. The claimant's mother states since 2022, he has been very angry, aggressive, irritated, unable to sleep well at night, and has had a decreased appetite, more likely than not coming from his pain. He has not seen a psychiatrist or physician at this time for this condition, and has not been treated. He does appear to have outbursts of anger, and did show it at my office. He may need to be evaluated for this later on if symptoms continue. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb 1 flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 100 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. The claimant takes Tylenol, 500 milligrams. PRN is needed for pain, which he states gives minimal relief. The claimant states that the only other physical activity he does is sometimes going outside and picking up the leaves. Medications, Tylenol, 500 milligrams, PRN is needed. Medical problems, scoliosis, comma, aggressive behavior, comma, lumbar sacral back pain with questionable sclerosis, major surgery, none. Social history, tobacco, the claimant has a history of smoking 1 pack of cigarettes per day for 15 years. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant has a history of using marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma. And he states the last usage of cocaine was in January 2022. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 99.1 Fahrenheit. Weight, 135 pounds, height, 5 feet, 9 inches, BP, 107 over 93 mmHg, heart rate, 146 beats per minute, respiration, 18 respirations per minute, BMI, 20. General. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular. The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters. There was an increased heart rate and rhythm with auscultation. No murmurs, rubs, or growls were heard with auscultation. Could you please drop down to neurologic exam? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was somewhat abnormal for the time. The claimant appeared to be somewhat irritated, agitated, and somewhat aggressive. He had clear thought processes and his memory was normal, concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam on the last page? X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction except for scoliosis. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate and all without limitations, but may have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to substance abuse. Probable diagnosis. Number one, sclerosis / scoliosis. Scoliosis confirmed on medical records and on physical exam. However, sclerosis of the lumbar spine was not. Number two, back pain. Dash, more likely than not, secondary to strain. Appears to be stable at this time, normal physical exam. Number three, aggressive, agitated. May be secondary to substance abuse. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Oscar Pena.